Nature often gives up a beauty and wonder that can get lost in the rush of the day's events. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill found delight in a field of sunflowers.
One morning some years ago, I rode my bike along a country road near my house. As I pedaled along, I came upon a field of sunflowers. In the light breeze, they were wagging their heads seductively like sirens. They were bidding me to come closer. What could I do but obey such a compelling invitation? I got off the bike and approached them. The sunflowers I'd first seen from the road, I saw only from behind. Now I saw their faces. They were doing something no human being can do without harm, looking the sun squarely in the eye. They relish all the light that the universe throws at them. We often scramble for the shadows, too afraid that the light will expose us. Like the congregations of a church, the sunflowers were in rows, dressed in their Sunday best, behaving more like Quakers who worship silently than, say, Episcopalians who throughout a service chatter one way or another. The flowers rocked their heads side to side, as if listening to the breeze or to the sun delivering a silent meditation, and each flower in response nodding a gentle assent. Most faced the sun, except those in one corner of the field. There, sunflowers were turned every which way, as if uncertain, not sure of their place, like parishioners who come late to a service looking for a seat. I wondered why. Then I saw that shade fell in this corner of the field, and as the sun rose, exposing the sunflowers to the light, they were caught looking the wrong way and were now, in a manner of speaking, getting their heads on straight. It had become murderously hot. Flies were beginning to devil me. Although uncomfortable, I felt a pure, spontaneous delight, and I laughed out loud. Was anybody looking? Surely they'd think I was crazy. I wasn't crazy, but surprised by joy, and with the pleasure that comes by being surrounded with sunflowers' radiant faces as they commune with the sun. They offered me their hospitality and lots of delight. I'd had my day in the sun, and my heart was much lighter for it. Sunflower is a marvelous creation. It's one of those things in life that with only one look, everything looks brighter. George Merrill on the Shore.